This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Take control of the airwaves if you want. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Lots of interesting things to discuss with you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago that I was seeing reports that the migrant caravan was in Mexico City. Now I'm seeing headlines claiming some of them are already at the border. We're going to try to filter out the fake news and figure out exactly what it is that's going on there over the show tonight. We'll get back into that, I think, when we get a chance to get to learn a little bit more about the current status. But also in the news here this evening, Daryl, we're going to be talking, speaking of borders, you actually have a piece about borders from Forbes magazine, so we might get into that. Also, LSD and mushrooms and a new study, or at least new information coming out on some of the benefits to health that these things could provide. You've got news about that, Daryl. But we're going to start tonight by looking at the FCC. Conan, Dean Conan and Daryl here tonight. Conan, you've got a story about public access, which is near and dear to the hearts of those of the hosts here in the studio. All yes. Three of us have at one time or another, currently Conan, you and I do serve, and Daryl, you recently resigned, or your term expired.
Term expired.
And you did not seek a new term. But
I could have been appointed to a position,
you
but
sure could have.
Sought not to.
Yeah.
But Daryl got hitched.
Well, he did get hitched, but he's also busy, and you know he's got a lot of projects going on. So, anyway, we're all on the board of directors of Cheshire TV, which is the local public access channel here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's been around since 2006. I was one of the earliest board of directors members, and the reason why I'm involved there is because, well, I'm a media guy, and I like freedom of speech, and this is an outlet.
And that is, in fact, their mission statement. Cheshire TV's mission statement is to encourage just that, freedom of speech.
Correct.
It films or in tapes and in broadcasts all of the city meetings, all the school board meetings, which is a good way for the people who can't go to those meetings. It's a good way for them to see what's actually going on. It's very, very transparent.
Yeah, so big fan of, you know, the idea, although it does exist because of the government.
Correct.
And so we can get into the nitty-gritty of this here, but there's news about public access channels, which is why we're bringing it up. So, Conan, what's the story?
So this actually was shared with me by the Cheshire TV administrator, the director there. He actually brought this to my attention. This comes from, I found two articles, the Telegram.com article does the best job of explaining what's going on.
Telegram.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get ready to say goodbye to some of your local cable channel broadcasters, broadcasts of government meetings, elections, and other town events. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, is moving toward adopting a new rule that community television groups say would gut funding for public, educational, and governmental channels. Quote, the loser in that ends up happening will be the local taxpayer, the local cable subscriber, and the everyday citizens who rely on access to public information as provided through these programs, said Jeffrey C. Beckwith, executive director and CEO of the Massachusetts Municipal Association. The proposed rule, moving quickly toward regulatory approval, would allow major cable companies such as Verizon, Fios, Comcast, Xfinity, and RCN to limit the amount of spending for community programming that has been negotiated as part of their licensing agreement with cities and towns. So here in New Hampshire, we had the franchise fee, mm-hmm. which every...
That's not just in New Hampshire. That's a federal thing. The franchise
right.
fee is a federal thing, not just in New Hampshire.
And all cable companies are required to pay based on subscribers, cable subscribers. The city collects that money, and then in our case here in Keene, Cheshire TV receives 90% of that funding to do just what we explained earlier, to tape city meetings, tape school board meetings, and it also allows the community to go in there and basically broadcast anything that they deem important. Like, for example, I had my own Black Sheep Rising for 3 years there, and then I moved to Citizen Kane, and pretty much all I discussed was...
Citizen Kane was your audio show, or was that TV show as well?
It was also a TV show. It was a lot more political than Black Sheep, which was a little more entertaining, late-night entertainment.
You also used to be the director for Shire TV, if I recall correctly, which came out of Free Keen TV, if I recall correctly. There's been a long history of activist-involved... produced, and it wasn't just you, Conan. There was a large crew involved in those two shows. Garrett Ian, who was another local activist, had his own program for a while, and then there was a couple guys named Toby and Nick, who were locals, who did a show for years. I think like 5 or 6 years, maybe even longer than that, on the channel. Did a weekly issues-oriented news, kind of newscast show called Free Minds TV. A lot of that stuff is archived on the Free Keen YouTube channel.
Right.
So if you're interested in seeing some of the things that have been produced, that's where you can go to do that.
Yeah, and definitely when I get my house in order, that's something that I want to move back into.
You want to get back into it? Okay.
I mean, I love doing it, and it's a good way. The best thing about it is it gets me involved with the local events that are taking place, and of course I'm very skeptical of how the city is doing business and how the school is doing business, so it gets me involved in actually figuring out what's going on.
Now, you mentioned the 90% thing here in Keene, so 90% of the franchise fee that comes into the city is then cut as a check to the Cheshire TV organization. And then they, you know, run the channel from there. Cheshire TV is tasked with doing things like covering certain government meetings
at
the city council.
There is an agreement with the city that they have to follow to the T.
But what I wanted to point out about that was in some places, the cities or towns or whoever it is that has these franchise agreements with cable companies, sometimes they just take the money and they put a television station on the air that's essentially a glorified message board.
Right.
That it's essentially, you know, a frozen frame list of things that you can do in town or something like that, where there's actually no real programming of which to speak. There's no original content beyond just, you know, some community calendar determined by the government. So essentially taking all that money from the franchise fee and just absorbing it directly into the government bureaucracy.
And in some instances, and this article is going to cover, some towns, cities, they don't spend the money on communication at all.
Really? They just take it?
They take it and they put it in the general fund.
Huh. Wow, I didn't realize that. I thought they had to put something on the television, but I guess not.
Well, I know one thing that we are doing as directors at Cheshire TV is we are right now neck and neck with the city who wants more of that money.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to get into those details, but...
What I mean...
I always want more.
And that's why I'm happy to serve as director in this facility, because I don't want the city getting their hands on that and doing what they want with it. Putting it into, even though it would help my tax rate, probably, I also know that they would just waste it.
Yeah, it wouldn't help your tax rate. They would just add it to the existing
right, because
taxes.
The franchise fee is not a tax. I know some people want to say it's a tax.
It's a tax.
Well, it's added to the cable subscriber bill.
Fee.
So if you are not a cable subscriber, you are not paying a franchise.
Correct.
Not only that, you have to subscribe to the television side of cable. So here at the studio, I have the internet service from the cable company, but I've never had television service.
Right.
So I've never, ever actually paid a dime through that system into Cheshire TV.
Right. And
so it's not the same as a tax.
You're more correct than Conant on if there is a franchise fee collected and the town or city gets money, they have to put something on a TV station.
Do they? Okay, maybe this article
is wrong. It could just be that bulletin board that you're saying.
But you're saying you believe there are towns that aren't doing any even bulletin board?
According to this article.
And where's the story from again?
This Telegram? This is from telegram.com.
Is that a newspaper? I've just never heard.
The UK Telegram.
It's a Massachusetts based website.
Oh,
Worcester. Western Portion.
Okay. So that's not the UK Telegraph.
So it's a newspaper in Massachusetts. Okay, gotcha. All right, so more coming up here. We're going to get a little deeper into the government because it's not a tax, but essentially it exists because it's an involuntary regulation fee
on cable subscribers.
That much is true if you're subscribing, but you can obviously, you know, subscribe to satellite or get your television through the internet, so there are other options. More coming up here in moments, but it doesn't exist, or it only exists because of government coercion. So there is that problem with it.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're talking about freedom of speech. And specifically in the area of television broadcasting, specifically the PEG channels, the public educational government channels, I think is what it's called.
Yes.
Anyway, the public access, basically, as more people are familiar with that terminology, where a channel exists. Sometimes these things are in your area. They may or may not exist in your area, depending on what the local government has decided to do. But in many places, they have these things. Even in the little city of Keene, New Hampshire, with a population of 23,000, we have a robust public access channel that
yes.
has programming, you know, 24 hours a day. There are actually two channels here. There's the public access one, and then there's like the government channel, which
yes.
has all government meetings all the time.
School board meetings,
yes.
Tons of committee meetings, city council meetings.
Right, and originally that was all on the main channel.
Yes.
And then once there was a certain provision reached with the agreement, they then split that off, and now it's its own channel, which I think is good because it gives more room for the community to speak rather
yes.
than the government. And so we're talking about some proposed changes that are currently in front of the FCC. Conan's got that story. We're going to get back into it. But I do want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Last night, we talked a lot about the impending hash war. That is coming soon. By this time tomorrow, we are going to see how the beginnings of this hash war have been playing out. And it's very dramatic, very interesting, and potentially very dangerous for some in the world of cryptocurrency, specifically those holding Bitcoin Cash. But it could bode to misfortune for those who are holding other cryptocurrencies. Anyway, go to Bitcoin.com. They've got a news section there. You can go to news.bitcoin.com, and they'll give you the latest headlines on things from across the world of cryptocurrency, specifically focusing on Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So head on over there to news.bitcoin.com, and we will do our best to update you. I imagine you guys might touch on it tomorrow night. Daryl, I know that you're running the show. But Chris Reitman, of course, will be here from the Bitcoin Embassy. So I hope you guys will, at the very least, do an update on the hash war.
See what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know what's going to be happening by that time. Could be
it
nothing. Could be no big deal.
Could be, you know, people bluffing with one another.
Yeah, who knows? Only time will tell. So go to news.bitcoin.com. Conan, you're pulling a story from a Massachusetts newspaper called The Telegram. Sounds like it's in the Worcester area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the FCC looking at new or changes to regulations that would affect the so-called franchise fee, which is the fee that cable companies pay. And I suspect there, you know, phone companies also do the same thing. But, you know, any company that has an agreement with a city or town, some sort of municipal entity, they get charged a franchise fee. I don't know if there's an option to that. Like, maybe the town would be like, we don't want to charge you a franchise fee. You can just come on in. But I imagine most towns want to charge a franchise fee because, well, they're governments and they want to get a bunch of money. So I suspect this is a pretty universal thing, the existence of this franchise fee. Pick up the story. Where are we at with this?
Well, it's unclear exactly how limiting this move will be on the franchise fee. I'm not clear on that. But it'll definitely allow the big cable companies to...
I've actually pulled up something from the FCC that I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah, it's very...
It's a 30-page document.
Right, right.
And it...
Well, let's go on with the story and
well,
then
I
see
just
what we can figure out.
Say briefly
right.
what this is.
Okay.
It's titled FCC Fact Sheet, Implementation of Section 621A1 of the Cable Communication Policy Act of 1984, as amended by the Act of 1992. Second, further notice of proposed rulemaking. So this is basically their notice of we're thinking of making a rule, and here's the notice that we have to give.
So it probably has whatever the proposed rule is in there.
I've just
got
to figure out where
right.
it is.
In case they get it wrong
so
in the media.
They give the background yeah. of what the franchise fee is.
Okay.
It's where a local franchising authority, or what they refer to as an LFA, may regulate cable operators and cable television services. And it says that they may award one or more cable television franchises within its jurisdiction, but may not grant an exclusive franchise or, quote, unreasonably refuse to award an additional competitive franchise.
Really? The FCC actually is encouraging competition on the local level?
Says that you cannot prohibit competition.
Interesting.
At the local level, or otherwise unreasonably refuse.
Huh.
And then says Section 622 imposes the 5% cap on the fees that an LFA may impose on the gross revenue of cable operators from the operation of cable systems to provide cable services. So this franchise fee only applies to cable television service.
Okay, interesting.
So according to this article over at the Telegram.com in Massachusetts, the FCC is accepting public comments on the rule change until November 14th, which is today. And I did read some of those comments, and there's a bunch of them. I'm trying to get access to them again and so I can scroll through those. But community access to cable, television, studios, equipment, and airtime was a huge incentive when cable was introduced in most cities and towns in the 1980s. Competing cable companies promised to put studios in high schools and provide training to anyone in the community who wanted to produce a program. Companies also promised to provide airtime and equipment to broadcast local government meetings, elections, and other events. Those benefits were in addition to the cable franchising fees, the money companies pay in exchange for access to customers in specific geographic areas. The FCC has now decided that a community's free access, it's not free, they're paying for it, to produce and watch local programming should be treated as part of the franchise fee, and its value can constitute no more than 5% of the fee.
That's confusing.
It is. Community television groups say the 5% cap would make it nearly impossible to cover the expense of local programs and educational projects. Let me read that first sentence.
Yeah.
The FCC has now decided that a community's free access to produce and watch local programming should be treated as part of the franchising fee, and its value can constitute no more than 5% of the fee.
That's so confusing. I don't know what that actually means.
Well, they give an example. Maybe this will clear it up. As an example, Comcast of Southern New England Incorporated provides 3 public access channels in New Bedford, along with $70,000 each year for a community access equipment and facilities as part of its licensing agreement, according to documents filed with the state.
Okay.
The proposed rule would be debilitating to MCTV, Marshfield Community Television Executive Director Jonathan Grabwock wrote in a letter to the FCC. But proponents of this rule change say franchising fees and community TV contributions are hidden costs, and they are, that cable companies are passing along in the form of higher rates to customers.
Are they hidden? I always thought that it appeared on the bill. I don't subscribe. So
no one reads the bill. And it's the same thing with your telephone.
Well, wait a minute. Do you know, though, whether it's on the bill or not?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. I've never received a cable television bill.
I've never had cable in my life, so I have no idea either.
But I know the telephone bill, there's all kinds of little fees in there, the 911 fee and some this tax and that tax.
So I pulled up an image of what is purportedly a cable TV bill.
From where?
It doesn't show that part, okay. But it does show franchise fee clearly listed below surcharges and above regulatory recovery
fee. How much?
It shows it as 36 cents on this bill.
So the reason I think that it exists on the bills here is because I think people have complained about it going up before. So I don't think it's true that it's hidden, at least not here. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Genetics and the sins of the father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges. New mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mommies and the sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
President Trump threw his support behind a long-stalled bipartisan criminal justice reform bill on Wednesday. at the White House, President Trump says this reform is needed to reform our criminal justice system.
Today, I'm thrilled to announce my support for this bipartisan bill that will make our community safer and give former inmates a second chance at life after they have served their time.
The Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel issued an opinion Wednesday supporting President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. Meanwhile, folks on Capitol Hill are reacting to Whitaker's appointment, including Republican Senator John Kennedy.
I don't think it's fair to the man to bash him before he even has a chance to find the men's room. He's done nothing that should make anybody worry.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 205 points to close the day at 25,080. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're digging in as deep as we can here into this proposed regulation by the FCC, or change to the regulations, that would affect how so-called in-kind contributions are calculated towards the franchise fee, which they haven't been thus far. But if this thing goes through, and we'll give you some examples of these so-called in-kind contributions from the cable companies to the towns or to the cities.
So the article that Conan's reading only talks about the franchise fee and hasn't gotten into the in-kind thing.
And it might. We've been kind of, no, it doesn't, yeah. Conan? You're saying no? So it wouldn't surprise me if the journalists misunderstood what was going on or
right,
was being misrepresented.
Just didn't even read the first page of the 30 pages from the FCC second further notice of proposed rulemaking.
Which, knowing, you know, journalists, wouldn't be a surprise if they didn't do their research. But
if you're a journalist and you're not doing research, you're not a journalist.
True.
You're just some guy that writes for a newspaper.
Well, the fact is it's getting more and more like that out there, as you, I'm sure, well know. Journalism is getting a lot lazier.
There are now news reporters, not journalists.
So before we go on with this, and like I said, we're going to try to dig, you know, pick this apart here and see exactly, is this a good thing or is this bad or is it kind of double-edged sword? Because I've already got an opinion generating about it. We'll get into it here in a moment. Blink Motion-activated HD cameras, though, are something you need to consider for your home, maybe your small office as well, because your property and your family, they're precious. And their HD cameras are wireless, so it's super easy to set up the Blink system. You just unbox it, put the batteries in, which, by the way, lasts up to 2 years, and then put them up wherever you want, because they're wireless. It takes just a moment to do this. You get them all set up together via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, and then you'll get clips from the camera whenever something happens in front of it. Wherever you are, as long as you've got internet access, you'll know what's going on at your home or wherever it is you have these things installed. There's no contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, so as we're reading through this here, you found on the first page it's talking about how the proposed change, at least the first proposed change, I don't know, there might be more than one, but one of the major changes here is that so-called cable-related in-kind contributions that are required by cities or towns from their cable operators as a condition or a requirement of a franchise fee agreement, they're saying if this change goes through, these in-kind contributions will be treated as franchise fees and then subject to the statutory 5% franchise fee cap.
Right. So it sounds like there might be some local franchising authorities, LFA is what the FCC refers to them as, that could also be a county, I guess, unincorporated place, that might, in addition to, all right, cable company, give us 5%. Oh, and also give us a place within your building where we can run our studio. Mm-hmm. You have to provide equipment for us. You have to do X, Y, and Z.
So now all these extra costs are coming in on the cable company, and they're going to have to recoup those costs.
Right.
Which means that they would build those costs into the cost of the cable instead of showing it separately as the franchise fee.
So here's the question. How many municipalities out there are actually receiving these other contributions?
Yeah.
We're not receiving anything, I don't believe.
Well, that's the thing. You'd have to look at the agreement, the original agreement, to see if anything like that was included in the City of Keene's agreement. But let me give you the examples here, because I'm wondering, all right, well, you know, we were speculating, what is an in-kind contribution?
Right.
You know, is it a donation to, of a cable camera system to the city council chambers? That could be a cable-related one. But specific examples come from the commission here. This is on page 5 of the document. The commission cited, it's in the what do they call the citations now at the bottom? Number 20.
Footnotes.
The commission cited the following examples of in-kind contributions unrelated to the provision of cable services. Okay, so these are unrelated. Well, these are examples of things that they've gotten, right, out of these cable companies. Traffic light control systems, a requirement to prepay $1 million in franchise fees and fund a $50,000 scholarship, a $13 million wish list in Tampa, Florida, a request for video hookup for a Christmas celebration, and money for wildflower seeds in New York, and a request for fiber on traffic lights to monitor traffic in Virginia. So basically, all over the place. Now, of course, I do want to know more about, you know, what a cable-related in-kind contribution is, but you can get the idea. So something that they're extracting, some sort of payment, some kind of thing that they're going to get from the cable company in order to give them this agreement to allow them to operate in the area legally. That's what these in-kind contributions are. Now, if the proposal here is to make it so that cable-related in-kind contributions count to the 5%, The way I'm understanding that currently is that can still hurt the cable operation. It can still hurt the public access channel, because if they require all these ridiculous in-kind contributions, let's say up to 4 out of the 5% or 3 out of the 5%, like all these costs would essentially total that much of it. Well, then that's that much less that actually would be delivered to the public access channel.
So the question is, and this is going to, it's going to depend on the city agreement with the cable company, and there's probably a lot of little things in there that we might not be aware of, that, yeah, once you take them into account, like maybe 50 light poles were donated by the cable company as part of the agreement. And now that's half of your franchise fee is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then where is that going to come from? It's going to come from the cable access, the public access channel itself. And
right, well, meaning they have less to work with, they can do less as far as providing services to the community. It would be a way of screwing the public access channel out of whatever it is that they would have gotten. Because not all of them do the 5%, by the way. Here in Keene, we're at, what, 4.25, I think, is where, right, where we're at right now. And that's after it was raised here and there over the years, you know, over the decade plus that the channel has been around. And, of course, one of the primary reasons that it had been raised was not only to better fund the channel, but because, look, subscriber numbers are going down.
Yeah.
You know, the whole cord-cutting thing, we've talked about
some
that.
Some of us
never had it.
Never plugged the cord in.
You know, obviously my parents had it when I was growing up. We had cable then, but as soon as I moved out of my parents' house, I've never had cable.
So there's a lot of quotes here from cable directors and cable channels.
Yeah, let's
and
hear
they're talking about how this rule will deplete their funding, and it will hurt their programming. There is one anti-comment, and it's from Citizens Against Government Waste, a fiscally conservative Washington, D.C. think tank. They argue that local governments are using licensing agreements to boost city and town coffers. The group points to Eugene, Oregon, where the city used cable franchise fees to pay down unfunded pension liabilities.
Oh, my.
So maybe that's what this is actually intending to attack. It's these agreements, or it's this the money that's being spent other than where it should be spent, and that is the public access programming. Maybe this is a good way to re-divert that money and put it where it's intended to go, into the station.
The second further notice would also, we'll get to the quotes here, would also, I just want to finish what the three things it'll ostensibly do. So, again, it will require the in-kind contributions that are cable-related be considered part of the franchise fee. Tentatively conclude that capital costs for public educational and government channels required by the franchise are the only cable-related in-kind contribution excluded from the 5% franchise fee cap. Okay, so that means that and it says here tentatively concludes, so I'm not sure why these things are tentative, but either way. It says here that so capital
pending
costs
feedback.
I see. So capital costs would be like, oh, we want to wire up the school board chambers for cameras, right? Like we want
right
to put cameras in, we want to wire
we want
for sound.
We want a drop point.
Yeah. Well, the drop point would be the cable that comes in to broadcast out of, but then also the camera system that would be in there.
So right, because you can have a camera
costs
system without having the drop point.
True.
So you have a camera system that you record from,
yep,
and then you broadcast later.
So those would be capital costs. So it's saying that wouldn't count towards the 5%. So that's a little bit of good news. And we'll continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us on public access channels. Should they exist at all? You know, maybe that would be the pure libertarian viewpoint. But then again, we'd also argue the FCC shouldn't exist either.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. You don't have to call in about, you know, cable franchise fees or whatever. But we think it's an interesting topic because, well, freedom of speech matters. And the reality is the FCC unfortunately exists. As much as I would like them to go away, I would love for them to just disappear tomorrow. They do unfortunately exist, and so therefore they are in the business of telling towns and cities and cable companies how they are supposed to do business with each other. And one of those provisions is that they are allowed to collect a franchise fee, the town is, or the city is, and then they have to flip that franchise fee over to the public access channel if they create one. But it doesn't seem they're obligated to create one, although, Daryl, you think that they have to have some sort of channel, but we're not clear
if they collect the fee. My understanding is if they collect the fee, they have to have a channel.
Right, but whether the city itself runs the channel or a separate entity, as we do here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Right. There just has to be a channel if a fee is collected, but there's no requirement to collect a fee unless there is a channel.
Got it. So the proposal is to change how this system works in the case of so-called in-kind contributions, which some cable companies have been threatened. The cities are in a negotiating position that gives them the ability to do this, right? To say, well, Mr. Cable Company Operator, if you want to come into the city of blank, then you need to do X, Y, and Z for us.
Yep.
And then, of course, the cable company would like to come into the city because it means, you know, guaranteed revenue, basically, right, if they're especially the only one that's in the city at that time. So they'll usually jump through the hoops. But ultimately, those costs get passed on to the consumer. Conan, you're sharing with us a story from The Telegram, which is a paper, it sounds like, in the Worcester, Massachusetts area.
Which is against this, and I'm not going to read any more.
You had some quotes, though, I think, from...
They're whiny little people who are afraid that their community access cable television is going to disappear tomorrow if this goes through, and it might if you take into account the hoops that these cable companies might have had to jump through to get into the city in the first place. See, it might hurt some stations.
How long would these franchise fee in-kind contributions count towards the franchise fee? Meaning, so the proposal is that in-kind cable-related contributions, so, for instance, installing a camera system in a city council chambers, for instance,
right,
as a provision of getting this contract signed, you know, how long does that factor into being part of the 5%? Is it in, you know, for the first year? Is it for the first 6 months? Is it over, you know, do you stretch it out over 5 years or the term of the contract?
It probably wasn't in the initial contract. It was just like, hey, do you want to come into our city? You need to install these 50 poles.
Well, you know they wrote a contract for that.
Yeah, but it didn't.
Whether it was in the franchise agreement.
Yeah, but it didn't stipulate how long it would last, because this type of language that they're trying, that the FCC is introducing, didn't exist. So it's just like, you know, it was an initial contract. This is what you do in order to get into our city. And then, you know, that's it.
Will this affect the incumbent operations at all, or will this only affect new build-outs of cable companies in new areas?
I think it's going to be dependent on each municipality is going to be different.
Well, I guess it could affect incumbents because, and what I mean by that is the cable companies already exist in
this
area.
Does say the first bullet point under what this second further notice of rulemaking would do, it does say both new entrants and incumbents.
Well, right, it would make sense if it affected the incumbents, because at some point the franchise agreement comes up for renewal.
Yes.
And at that point, oh, well, looks like the contract's coming up for renewal here, and we need some more things done for us.
Right,
so
right.
You're going to have to do X, Y, and Z before we'll renew this agreement. So, yeah, it could come right back in. But this it is sounding like, and again, we haven't read this whole 30 pages, by the way, the FCC.
Correct.
There's a long document here, so we're doing our best to...
Right, and I'm trying to skim through and see if it specifies over what amount of time. So the $13 million wish list that Tampa, Florida has, is that spread over a month, 1 month? 13 months, 1 year, the duration of the contract.
Well, of course it couldn't be a month, right? Because there's no way they're going to raise $13 million in franchise fees for 1 month. So, you know, it's got to be at least some kind of length, or maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know
one
how they
would presume,
it.
But if they're saying, we need this money during this specific time, then maybe it is, you know, the time that you need it. But if it's something of, we need new equipment over the course of 2 years... then, you know, it in theory would be spread out over the amount of time that the money is being expended?
When I came into this article, I skimmed it first and I got the tone of the article, and I was immediately mad at the FCC. Now that I know what I know, reading these comments, I'm upset with the municipalities, I'm upset with these contracts, and I'm actually in support of these cable companies actually trying to say they're watching their budgets. They're realizing that they're being fleeced. I don't know how bad Time Warner, if there was any fleecing done here in our community, but I, just what you said, the company in Florida, Daryl, it sounds like, you know, they're being held to the fire, and it's unfair. And so Libertarian Conan is almost in favor of this. Now, here's the question. If we in this community were to lose money, if our cable station was to lose, I don't know, a third of its funding, you know, how would we cope? You know, who would step in?
Probably have to cut.
Would we start fundraising? Would we reach out to the community and say, hey, look, you know,
we've been trying to fundraise for 2.5 years.
Okay, but we would really have to fundraise, because we might have to take a whole station down, maybe, or, you know, fire a couple of people.
Well, I mean,
well, you're assuming that by adding in-kind contributions towards the franchise fee, that somehow Cheshire TV, the local community access, would lose all of its funding.
I don't think in our situation, I think we're going to be all right. This is, keep in mind, this is coming from Massachusetts. They're in it deep. They love taxes. They love this cronyism. Will the community step in and keep the station alive, or will the city step in and will it become a city organization?
Well,
or will we collapse? Will it fall apart from lack of funding?
I don't know what other cable-related in-kind contributions they could add in. I mean, I'm sure they could get creative with that. But a question I have here is, what about the non-cable-related ones? Because the proposal here is only saying that the cable-related in-kind contribution should count to the 5%. Does that mean the cities and towns are still authorized to do non-cable-related in-kind contributions?
No, I thought it said that the cable-related are exempt from...
No.
And that it would only be applying to that $13 million wish list that Tampa has.
Right.
The $1 million that the city of New York wanted to put some kind of thing.
There's
for
nothing here about exemption.
Parade.
It says here they would conclude, if this notice passes, they would conclude that cable-related in-kind contributions required by cities and towns from cable operators as a condition or requirement of a franchise agreement should be treated as franchise fees, subject to the 5% cap.
Right. And I'm wondering if the 10% that the city is taking from our funding, I'm wondering how that will be counted.
I don't think that...
I'm reading the capital costs are excluded.
That's correct. So that's actually a good provision.
Right. So when you said cable related, I'm thinking running wires, the drop point thing of that. Those would be capital costs. Those are exempt.
Yeah. So, again, we still don't quite know enough about this to really say for sure whether or not it's going to be a good thing.
And skimming down, I think I found on page 17 of this, or actually page 11, it's point 17, talks about for a 12-month period, the law currently says for a 12-month period, the thing can't exceed 5%. So I'm going to guess... That they're calculating over a 12-month period,
okay.
Since that's what the law currently says.
Which would mean that if there were... we're still not clear on exactly the non-cable-related contributions. We're going to dig a little bit further here, see if we can find anything on this. But I don't know if there's... Is there much else to say on this?
No, this is definitely something we need to bring up.
Yeah.
Because it's going to affect... It could very well affect us starting in December and early next year.
No, talking about it from the larger perspective, of course, again, the FCC shouldn't exist... But they do, and as long as they do exist, the provision allowing for public access is a good provision because it does give people an outlet in their communities that they otherwise don't have to pay ridiculous amounts.
All right, FCC doesn't exist, and these involuntary required franchise fees wouldn't exist. How do you feel if the city of Keene, any cable company coming into our town, how would you feel them making an agreement that would require them to do something like this?
Well, I don't think the city should exist, obviously, so I don't think they should be making any kind of agreement.
It does exist. So.
Yeah, unfortunately it does. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.